The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you on Thursday morning. It is the 8th of April 2021 at 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning as always, and the text number is awaiting your attention, 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. I think they got it right in Cork, don't they? I mean, they're planning it so well. It's going to be a summer of al fresco dining, and next week Cork City Council will start work on a project to facilitate the permanent pedestrianisation of 17 City Centre Street. What's clever about this is we know it's coming. We know we've got to do it, but they're not being ambushed by it. They're just getting on with it. I think it's great. They're going to make the streets more pleasant and safer for residents and shoppers and diners. And Cork, as we know, because we love travelling to Cork to do the show, they have lots of little streets, little byways and almost boreens that you can sit down on and have a few drinks and catch up with people. And it's gorgeous. The streets were temporarily pedestrianised last summer, if you remember, as part of the Reimagining Cork City programme. But following an overwhelmingly positive reaction, this is good news, it was agreed to permanently pedestrianise 17 of the streets from January the 1st, 2021. So fair play to them all, City Council. And the contractors will begin resurfacing works on Caroline Street, Pembroke Street, Oliver's Plunkett Street, Cook Street and Mailer Street on April the 12th. And then, depending on the weather, similar works will have to happen on Paul Street and St. Peter and Paul's Place and Little Ann Street, Little Cross Street on April the 19th. And on these dates, the traders are encouraged to arrange deliveries. And on it goes into the story there. But it's a great idea, and good on them in Cork for having their act together and sorted. It's amazing this morning. I brought in, we feasted on the innards of a chocolate bunny yesterday before the show. We got a great sweet tooth around the place. And this morning I said, I have nothing really to, and I've had a packet of Marietta biscuits. Do you remember Marietta biscuits? The red packet and sort of thing. Everyone goes, it's like a granny biscuit, which is offensive to grannies everywhere. You have good taste. I brought it in. Well, actually, I put a picture of it on Instagram first, as you do on occasion. I just thought, is this the worst biscuit ever made? And yet it seems to be kind of tasty. Now, I'm not looking for Marietta stories. I really haven't. I'm just simply saying that they're telling us to buy them. We know that you put butter on them and it comes through the holes and all that sort of thing. That's right. So to save yourself a text in that respect, I say respectfully. But the response was such a nostalgia kick for people because they remembered lovely memories of dads and grannies and themselves. Well, I opened the pack today and we all got stuck in. And actually with a cup of coffee, it was nicer than I remembered. I thought it was going to be sort of an austerity biscuit, but it wasn't. It was a good one. It's not the most interesting, but it's not the worst of all time. It's underrated. Andrew Scott, one of my favourite actors, is apparently in talks, if we were to believe it, to play Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, in the next series of The Crown. That would make a lot of sense. Michael Sheen played Tony Blair loads of times, but he wouldn't be young enough looking, I suppose, because when you think of it, Tony Blair was 43 years old when he came to power in 1997. I forgot how young he was. Of course, at that time, he seemed young, but not that young. And of course, now, as I look back, I think, God, he was only a child. And it's said that Andrew is in talks with the show's producers to portray the former Labour leader in the final series of the hit TV show, which will cover Tony's disaccord with the Queen over the handling of Princess Diana's death. I was telling you, I watched that film recently again, The Queen, which was all about that, Helen Mirren as the Queen. And it's a terrific film, well worth going back to. Unlike The First Man. I'm only joking. First Man, we mentioned First Man yesterday, and God, people are very animated about their defence of the film and their boredom with the film, depending on which side of the fence you were on. Meanwhile, Aidan Turner. Do you remember I came into the office, sorry, lads, the other day, and you were all keening and wearing black? And I said, what's wrong with everyone? Who died? And they said, no, Aidan Turner's getting married. Oh, why are you all? And because they were distraught, Poldark fans to the last. And there's... He's in this Leonardo series, which, oh, he got married. Sorry, he got married. That's why you were all in black and keening. Sorry, it wasn't that you were worried that it might happen. It had happened. So you were in mourning the fact that he got married. I see. Okay, that's why. That would explain it. In Italy, which is appropriate because we're talking about his portrayal of Leonardo da Vinci. Another period drama. And he's only 37. I would have thought he's a bit older in the sense that he seems to have been around a lot longer. But he did question whether he should take on another period drama. And he said, I do hear what you're saying in the Irish Examiner. Maybe I need to wear a pair of jeans and shave my head for the next role. But he's gone for it. And it's going to be on in soon enough, I think, on TV. And you can download it. But I'd say it's very good because he's such a great actor and a very nice fella with it. Meanwhile, in Mexico, a congressional candidate launched his election campaign in... What he wanted to do was to highlight the thousands of deaths from the coronavirus pandemic and cartel-related violence in Mexico. So for his campaign launch, he arrived, he got into a coffin and he had a gold-coloured casket at this campaign rally on a bridge, accompanied by aides dressed in personal protective equipment and carrying bouquets of flowers to draw attention to Mexico's COVID-19 death toll of more than 200,000, one of the world's highest. And he then climbed into the coffin and closed the lid and said, vote for me. It's a bizarre stunt, but it has travelled the world and landed on RTE.ie. Such is the nature of what he did. His name is Carlos Mayorga, a lower house candidate for the northern state of Chihuahua. You forget, don't you? You think that Chihuahua, you only think one thing. An outrageously small dog with bug eyes that some people think is beautiful. And also, I lost half the room there, didn't I? I was saying that. But when they put them in bags and things and carry them around, I just wonder. It seems like against the natural order of things. I don't think a dog was ever meant to be carried around with in a bag. What's in your handbag? Lipstick, wallet, phone, dog. Anyway, Chihuahua is the name of the place that he's running for office. The first Netflix show from Prince Harry and Meghan's deal will be streaming, and it's going to be a docuseries about the Invictus Games. And Heart of Invictus, made by their production company, will follow the competitors as they prepare for the 2022 Games. Harry will appear in the show and will serve as executive producer on the series. That's what anyone who was in power once seems to be doing now, is just getting into TV, radio. As you saw, Obama was doing it in the podcast with Bruce. Linda Kenny was doing it on the railways. And it just seems to be... Mary McAleese was doing it, wasn't she? In Walking, the lovely programme. Walking with people and having a shoot in the breeze. So it's a done thing these days. Why not? Because in years ago, when people got attained high office, they were quite old. And after a high office, they were ready to retire. Now people are getting high office at a younger age. So when they finish their term in office, they're going, what next? There's plenty to do and plenty to say. Britain. Don't you remember when this whole thing started and we looked over Britain and said, look, I remember I did because I did it too. I said, look at them. It's a mess. God, I'm embarrassed for them. It's important. Now you have to look back now and say, well, not look back, look at today and read the headline saying Britain is set to pass the threshold for herd immunity on Monday, according to scientists. So when they get it wrong, you can say, there you go. And when you get it right, you can say, there you go too, which is fair. But modelling by University College London suggests that 73.4% of the population will have protection against COVID by April 12th. Such things that dreams are made of. We'll get there. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday. Isn't ramping up the phrase of the day? I heard Fergal Keane saying that he was out at the launch of some class of vaccination story. And he was saying, listen for the ramping up talk. It's the phrase du jour this week, certainly. Ramping up. So keep an eye out for it. You can play COVID, not quite bingo, but certainly the words that have become common parlance since the whole started, like pivot and the like. Netflix, by the way, has secured the rights to Kanye West's documentary series, which spans over two decades. There's a price tag of about $30 million discussed for that, for people who are interested in the world of Kanye, or Kanye, as they say in the States. And that amazing poet, Amanda Gorman, who dazzled us all at President Biden's inauguration, Has become the first poet to feature on the cover of Vogue. If you're near your computer, look it up. It's a wonderful picture by the esteemed photographer Annie Leibovitz. I mean, it's a really, really striking photo. Even the word Vogue is written in green. And the, what is it? She's wearing, this is, by the way, Amanda Gorman is the 23-year-old Harvard graduate and young poet laureate. And it's the May issue of Vanity Fair. And she wore a Louis Vuitton blanket styled as a dress, cinched with a wide and intricate gold belt. The garment's vibrant pattern is inspired by African textiles and was designed by Virgil Abloh, who was Louis Vuitton's first black artistic director. And it is a beautiful picture and commanding and imperious and probably important. So that's Vogue, May's Vogue. We got response in overnight to various things we talked about yesterday, including the first man is still going. My favourite Neil Armstrong quotation, says Brendan, comes from the man himself when he said, "As I hurtled through space, one thing kept crossing my mind. Every part of this rocket ship carrying me was manufactured by the lowest bidder." That's quite frightening. Of all the things to go through your mind, it's gas. So let's have a look at this other one. Alan says, just heard you debating whether First Man would be worth watching. I can understand that it may have been disappointing for anyone looking for a right stuff or Apollo 13 approach. Great in their own way, but the story is told in a very real and personal way. It's a slow moving, not overly dramatic. And for me, it explained a lot more about the quiet motivation of one of the bravest of men than any tale of daring do could ever achieve. And that's from Alan. Text number is 51551. Email ryan@rte.ie. And Rob says, First Man is a masterpiece. I think you'd love it. I was enjoying it for a second time on TG Cahir on Monday until my wife rudely interrupted by going into labour. I mean, in fairness, I have recorded the second half, he says, for viewing whenever time allows again. Well, congratulations. I mean, honest to God. All right, Mary says, chocolate bunnies, Marietta Biscuits and Tony Blair all in the first paragraph, then back for Aidan Turner. I'm smiling all the way. This is where the head goes. It goes in many different directions when we're doing a programme like this. You just never know. I read recently, says the text, that Paris Hilton paid $8,000 for a teacup chihuahua pre-COVID. Can you imagine how much they're worth now? That's, could you imagine? I want to get two responses on different things we talked about yesterday. I'll get to them all. We have a guest with quite a story coming up for you this morning also. But at 9:16, I think we'll go here.